As you could already tell from all the readings today, and even if you cannot tell from all the readings today, from my vestment, today we are called to rejoice. Yes, I'm wearing rose today, and it's a very colorful color that I only wear twice a year, to remind us that even in our time of preparation for Christmas, for the commemorations of Christ's birth, we need to rejoice. Rejoice in whom? Rejoice in God. And I can tell you, many people who come to my office sharing a lot of things that go on in their lives. And many, many, many times, people come in and tell me, "Father, I have a problem," or "there are too many problems in my life," or "it's all boiled down that I am not happy. I am not joyful because all these things in my life are causing me to have anxieties, worries, or take me away from the Lord. And all of that have taken away my joy." And joy is a hard thing to give and a hard thing to reach and a hard thing to attain. Why? We talk much about joy, but I think the joy that we mean in this world are simply a joy that is based on emotions and feelings. And those joyful moments, of course, or emotions will come and go. But the joy of the Lord is something deeper. And this is what my spiritual director used to say. He said, "Here is the paradox. In order to be joyful and to have joy in the Lord, you need to deny yourself." What did that mean? A lot of our society and social standards always say, as long as I get things my way, as long as I get what I want, according to what I want, that make me joyful. But is it really make us joyful? Yes, perhaps. But those joys are only based on the emotion and feelings. Then, at the end of those momentary pleasure or joyful moments, we still end up being empty. And then we're like an addict that keeps chasing after those emotion and feelings, and yet we can't feel that. Because this joy that the Lord is giving to us is something deeper than the joy of this world, something deeper than the emotion and feeling, something deeper than just the shallowness of this world. The joy of the Lord is knowing God and abiding in God. And how can we be joyful? I would like to share with you what I have read on the feast day of St. John of the Cross. I'm going to summarize what he wrote. He said, "Our Christian journey is like a journey of discovering Christ. Discovering Christ, who is a hidden and underground treasure that no one has discovered yet. Many people have heard about Christ as if he's like a unicorn or like he's like a mystical person out there. They heard much about Christ through the Bible, through Christian, through hearsays. But not many people are willing to get out of their own comfort zone in order to seek Christ. So imagine yourself and myself like the stories of J.R.R. Tolkien or C.S. Lewis. The hero always had to go out of his or her own place of comfort, the Shire for Frodo, of course, in the Lord of the Ring. All of the heroes have to go out of their comfort zone and to begin a journey, an adventure, to seek something greater. And this journey, this adventure, is discovering Christ. And this journey, as he said, is not easy. We have to pass through the thickets of the cross. And people will say to us, "Oh, you're crazy. Why are you abandoning what you have? Oh, why are you seeking something that you know that you cannot have? Why are you doing all of this thing?" The hero have to escape his or her own comfort zone in order to begin this journey, the journey of discovering something greater. So we have to imagine ourselves as an adventurer cutting down through wild jungles and cutting down all of the unknown terrains. cutting down the thickets of the cross, of the temptation, of denial, and even people questioning our true purpose. And that is all the cross that causes discomfort because of people doubting us, and we sometimes doubting ourselves. Is this journey really worth my pains, my suffering, yet or not? And imagine yourself and myself. We reach the site where people told us the treasure is, yet we still have to dig. And those of you know that mining is not an easy task or an easy work. It's hard to be a miner. We have to dig, we have to labor, we have to work hard. And in order to mine, we have to work underneath the ground where it's dark. And sometimes we question ourselves, when am I going to hit the treasure? When am I going to find the treasure? And we question ourselves all the time, where am I? Is it all worth it? So St. John of the Cross called this journey, or these stages, the dark nights of the souls. Where we don't feel like we are making the right choices, but we know that we have to keep on because Christ is the ultimate treasure that we need to discover. Christ, he described Christ as like the mine, the richest mine in the world, that there are pockets and pockets of precious elements that throughout our times, he will give us small moments of joy. But it's not going to be something that is grand or big or forever. So that is discovering Christ, discovering the richness of Christ. We have to go through the thickets of the cross. We have to endure the darkness of the nights of the souls. And we have to endure some suffering as we labor to know him more and more. It is easier for us to remain where we are. But what made a hero, is that he or she is willing to leave behind the comfort zone in order to make decisions that are for the greater good of all. Who in here had watched The Lord of the Rings already? Some of you. How about the hobbits? Okay. You know, Frodo, or any of the heroes that we have seen in any movies, had to go beyond themselves in order to take on the adventure of going beyond themselves and to be heroic in making decisions not only for themselves, not for their good, but the greater good of the world. So you too, my brothers and sisters, are called to be heroic, to make decisions not only for our own comfort, not for our own benefits, but we have to set out on an adventure of discovering Christ, of knowing Christ. So I'm asking you, are you and I still stuck behind our comfort zone, our own little shire, our own little castle that we have built for ourselves? Do we really know Christ, or do we only hear of him? Have we set out on an adventure to discover who he is? Have we labored enough to dig deeper and deeper into our lives, into our souls, in order to discover the richness of Christ yet or not? Or do we only get stuck with the hearsays? Loving Christ is a journey, and it's not a journey for the sissies, nor is not an easy journey for Hollywood. It's a journey where we have to endure many sufferings, many discomfort, many trials, many hardships, and those are all the trials and hardships of the cross. But at the end, if we continue and persevere, we will find Christ, not only in our timing, but according to his timing, as we dig deeper and know Christ more and more. It begins with prayer. It begins with self-denial. It begins with courage. And it's continued each and every day through courage and perseverance. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't expect immediate joy from the Lord. But you and I have to try our best to continue to deepen our relationship with God, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, even when we don't grasp it right now. But I promise you, Christ is real. And He is underneath everything that this world is telling us. He is waiting to be discovered. He is waiting to be loved. He is waiting to be known. He is waiting for us. Are we willing to step beyond ourselves and discover Christ? Or are we still being stuck behind our own little comfort zone? Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to end my homily today with the exact same thing that St. Peter said. And let me find it. So I read it to you. Here we go. The letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. St. Paul said, "Rejoice always." Why? Because we know that God is faithful. He's always with us. Pray without ceasing. Even when we don't feel like it, we pray because this is our lifeline, our connection with God. Third, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, have we given thanks? Have we been grateful for all the blessings that we have? Fourth, do not quench the spirit. Listen to what God has to say in you. He continued to tell you and I, this is not enough. I want to love you. I want more from you. I want you to give me not the things of this world, but give me yourself. Listen to your quench, your thirst that God is putting inside of you. Next, he said, do not despise prophetic utterance. By doing what? Test everything. Is everything tempting me right now in front of me? Are they leading me away from God or leading me toward God? He said, test everything. Retain what is good and refrain from every kind of evil. Test everything. If everything that I'm doing right now is not leading me to God, I need to let go. I need to let those things go from my comfort zone in order to take this adventure, this journey toward God. Test everything. Retain what is good. And refrain and to let go of every kind of evil. My brothers and sisters, Christ is waiting for you. It's not us sometimes who say, God, why have you abandoned me? Where are you? Perhaps we have not gone beyond ourselves, our own little self, our own comfort zone, to seek Him yet. He's waiting for you. Seek Him. Discover Him. Fall in love with Him. And I promise you, you and I will find the greatest treasure and the richness that this world cannot contain and given to us. That richness, it cried Jesus. He loves you and He awaits for you.